All right, we're rolling live from wherever y'all's at. Do we even need to bother with the... No. You can take this, Joe, if you want. Or Danger Lee. Or, I mean, Double Barrel.
Or you know what? I'll just say aloha, everybody.
Aloha, everybody.
We're right in the middle of a hurricane, but that's okay.
Wait a minute. You're in the middle? Then you're fine.
No, we're in the middle of a hurricane.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
It's the eye of the storm. The eye of the storm is where you're safe. Right?
If we get blown away in the wind, that's okay, because this show already blows. Welcome to Just Be Cousins.
Welcome to the tropical edition of Just Be Cousins.
Tropical travel edition. We might go all over the world.
I am your host, Mr. Rourke. No, I'm not.
You are Jason Mark. I am Joe Neal.
Yeah, and y'all are in... Where are you?
Yeah, with me in Maui, I have
Maui,
the steamroller, Double Barrel, Doorway to Hell Deadwards.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi, Dad.
Aloha.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my wife, Laura Pauline.
Doesn't she have a better Aloha. Nickname than that? Can we call her like LP, record, the record breaking LP? I don't know. It's
the record breaking right. LP.
That's yeah.
Gold.
She's, yeah, solid,
she's solid gold.
Gold. I like
solid
that.
Gold.
Solid gold LP in the, his house. So you guys are in Maui. Have you been there before? Let's talk about
no.
it. Just
nope.
so everyone knows who's listening to the show, that's all we're going to talk about is what they've been doing, what I did when I was there, what I want to do when I'm when I go there next time, and why the police won't let me. So that's what we're going to talk about.
I did see your picture in a couple places.
Did
I was
you?
Like, dang.
I'm going to be
Do not
doing,
allow this man.
I'm going to be doing a lot of Googling so I can see where you guys are exactly, and I can deny that that's a picture of me because I haven't been to that part of that island.
Got it.
Except that I don't know what you're talking about, so maybe I have.
It did say your name, but I could have sworn it was you on some of these wanted posters.
Yeah. Some of them were like crude drawings, you yeah. know, but...
You know, it's nice to be wanted. I think that's what's important here. So what part of Maui are y'all's in? Let's start there.
Let me see if I can pronounce this right. I believe it's called Kihei.
You're in Kihei. Okay, so you're right Kihei. There where the two islands came together as one.
We're in the waist of the island.
That's correct. We're between two volcanic masses.
Yeah. We're in the isthmus of the Pacific.
So you probably can't see Lanai from where you're at just because a little bit of a bump there. But where all have you gone so far? What have you done?
Well, you can't go far.
No, you can't.
That's true.
Yeah.
No,
small island.
You cannot drive all the way around Maui. The road stops at Hana.
That's right. And we tried to drive the other way, and it stops basically in a huge field of lava.
Lava rock.
Lava rock.
Oh, you mean up at Kapalua? Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe you mean Haikupaula.
On
the southeast side.
We're not going to be able to pronounce any of this stuff, but I can tell you that we went to, and maybe you can help us with this. We did yesterday, last night, drove up 10,000 feet in one drive to the summit of the highest volcano peak,
Haleakala, which is everyone known as Hawaiian for Red Hill.
Very good.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Gorgeous.
I bet it was, yeah.
We did a little research of this. Maybe, oh boy, I'm afraid this is going to get boring.
No,
but
not at all.
Check
wanna,
this out.
Yeah.
729 square miles.
Wow.
Thank you. Something like that. That's the entirety of Maui. And Dad and I were looking into, I think that's about like five times the square mileage of Denver, the city limits of Denver.
Wow.
So really, this is pretty small. And we were on top of that mountain, and we looked around, and we're like, "Yeah, this isn't very big."
It's 1%. It's less than 1% of the landmass of Colorado.
There you go.
Yeah, and so you guys have seen it all, then, right? The whole darn thing.
Yeah, literally.
kind of makes you feel like you're on top of the world. It's crazy. You're above the cloud line there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that was amazing stuff.
Cool. And so you went up in the daytime.
You could have made it if you stuck a piece of coal in my butt. You could have made a diamond out of it. I was driving the whole way.
So by the
top of the switchbacks, the setting sun was blinding me.
Yes,
so I was driving on the side of a really scary cliff with zero visibility.
It was bad.
And everybody in the car was trying to be supportive, but I'm pretty sure that they were scared, scared shitless.
Yeah, yeah. I had
did
that.
You guys go up there?
I had that experience driving in a different part of Hawaii. That whole, like, okay, we're going to just go single lane. Oh, here comes a Jeep at, 58 miles an hour. And you're either going to have to go over the cliff or up the mountain. And you're in a Pinto, so it ain't up the mountain. What was I going to say? But, yeah, I think we went up to that. See, I get my islands confused, but we went up to that peak, like, at sunrise. So we could watch the sunrise. It's this thing. And it was hilarious. So we're in Maui. It's all warm and great. And we go, we wanted to do that thing where you see the sunrise and then bike down. And the guy's like, okay, cool. We're going to get you set up. You're going to get here tomorrow at 3 a.m. We're like, we don't want to do this anymore. He said, no, it's going to be great. Come on. You can get here at 3 a.m.
We don't want to do this anymore.
No, thanks. Because it's like, I don't know where you guys were staying, but, it's quite a long drive to get up there.
Yes.
And if you're at the bottom of the mountain, it's 45 minutes?
Yeah, it was a heck of a long drive, and the whole time we're going up, the guy's like, in front of the bus, is telling us exactly why this is the best thing that's ever happened to us, and also exactly how easy it is for us to get killed by anything. Like, we could turn a corner and there's no more road, or there's a car, or it's raining, or it's not raining. And when we got on the bus, it said, here's your suit. And I said, what the hell is this? He said, you put this on. To stay warm. I was like, we're in fucking Hawaii, dude. He's like, put this on. We put on this Arctic thing, and it was heavy. It like weighed 30 pounds. And we get to the top, and I'm freezing my ass off. It was cold. Yeah. So you guys drove up there, though. That's cool. So you're there in the daytime.
We saw the sunset. In fact, unfortunately, it was good timing in a way because we saw the sunset, and it was beautiful from the top of that peak.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, I was doing some scary switchbacks with the sun in my eye. But then we did that on purpose because then when the sun goes down, you get a better view of the Milky Way. Just the stars were amazing.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah, it's
gorgeous.
There's a whole bunch of observatories all over the Hawaiian Islands for that very reason. So you guys got there on Monday. When are you going home?
Monday.
Okay. So have you been to Lahaina yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We saw a Polynesian luau.
Oh, that's where you went to Lahaina. The luau. Okay. Did you go to the Goofy Foot Surfing School?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you do is next time you're in Lahaina, go to the Goofy Foot Surfing School. It's on the southern tip of the city there. And it's right next to Riptides, which is a bar. And it's, it's your basic beach bar. It's got a bunch of greasy food. It's got a bunch of beers. There's a dog that walks around in a hat. I'm not making that up. And then when you either do that before or after, you go over to Goofy Foot and you take a surf lesson or stand up paddleboard, be sure to ask for Armadillo. That's his name. His name is Armadillo.
Armadillo.
Yeah. And I'm not lying about this. This guy, how can I put it? He is the quintessential white Hawaiian dude. His body is a V from his hips to his shoulders. It just goes out and out and out and out, right? It's huge shoulders. He's got hair that I don't know what color was originally, but it'll never not be white now because it is just sun bleached. His skin is leathery. Mm-hmm. And he is a really very nice guy, and he teaches stand-up paddleboarding. And
does he have a shell necklace on, for Christ's sake?
Yep.
At least some bracelets.
Yeah.
Something.
Mm.
And no shirt. At that point, you should never fucking wear
a shirt. I've never seen him wear a shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should guys do that. So what have you guys done since Monday? You've been there for a few days now. What's been...
Well,
tell me some stories.
We went snorkeling.
Yeah.
And saw some big sea turtles.
Oh, isn't that great?
I've never seen a sea turtle at all. I think maybe in an aquarium once, but we saw sea turtles.
Where were you when you saw that? That's over, there's a lot of places. You're at Black Rock Beach by any chance?
Couldn't tell you. Somewhere around McKenna Landing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that. Oh, near
okay.
there.
Oh, you're on the other side then. Okay. Drove for a while. That's cool.
Yeah. And I've never seen a wave crash onto rocks from under the water.
Isn't that something?
From the ocean. That was crazy.
With a sea turtle in it.
Sea yeah. turtle. Eels. Yeah. Well, eels. An yeah. eel, rather. But it's pretty yeah. awesome.
You saw an eel. Oh, like man. That's awesome. One.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, there was... I saw a baby, at least one baby. Laura says she sees...
I think there was two. Two little baby sea turtles.
And two big sea turtles.
Oh, that's so cute. Anyway. Yeah. I told you my sea turtle.
They're like tumbling around in the waves. It's
yeah, they're having
gorgeous.
Fun. I told you, this is my sea turtle story, just real quick, just, you know, to rain on your parade, even though it's already raining there and you're not in a parade. Anyway, we drove over to this place where there's supposed to be this really great snorkeling. We get there and it's like a tourist orgy and it doesn't look like it's going to be very fun, but, you know, in for a penny, right? So we park and we go and we get on the beach and we finally, let's go get in the water. So we get in the water and you probably saw this. There's signs everywhere that says, don't touch the sea turtles, don't approach them, don't look at them, don't smell them. They're endangered. We like them way more than we like you. Don't even think about it, right? So I go down in the water, and there's no sea turtles. I'm like, okay, I'm safe. I don't have to worry about touching a sea turtle, right? And I'm snorkeling around, looking at people's butts, you know, like you do. And this guy's flipper, like, totally swept down my back. And so I turned around in the water to apologize to him for being the target of his animosity. And it was 3 inches away from a fucking sea turtle. Huge!
Oh, my God.
Just gigantic. And the first thing through my mind was, I'm going to jail. I am going to jail.
Because you're not supposed to touch the sea turtles.
Yeah. So I backed up. And then one of those huge waves you're talking about came in. And every human being in the water moved with it. But the sea turtle was like, ain't nothing but a thing. Just hung out. Didn't move at all. It was just beautiful.
The sea turtles really don't care about humans being around. They've learned that everything will be okay.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't see any of the signs of like don't mess with the sea turtles, don't speak harshly to the sea turtles. I felt like we were encouraged to anything everything but molest the sea turtles.
Wow. Okay. Did you sign your name on him or something? I mean, what did you do?
We were very respectful, okay. Don't you think?
I tried to keep my distance.
I've had a bad bad experience. I would say it's definitely my fault, but. When I was 10, we went to Kauai, and we went snorkeling, you know, with some sea turtles. And they do have a bunch of signs up there saying, you know, don't mess with the sea turtles. You're going to get in big trouble. We're going to fine you a bunch of money, yada, yada, yada. So I'm 10, and I see a sea turtle as we're snorkeling, and I'm like, I'm going to touch that sea turtle's back. So I go over and try to touch it, and it turns around and tries to bite my hand off. Yeah, I think I've learned not to mess with the sea turtles. Yeah.
So sea turtles have read the sign.
Yeah, yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and they're enforcing the law.
Yeah. Hey, little 10-year-old, don't freaking try to touch me. Yeah,
don't do it. It's that was old. Back then, though. Nowadays, they're old, and it's probably the same sea turtle. He's like, I remember you. Cool, come here, babe. Come here.
They live until they're 80 years old.
That's
they
right.
Do. Yeah,
I'm hoping to pull that off.
I think you can if you just do what they do: hang out in the water. Chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have 10-year-olds touch you.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be good.
Rule number one. If only everyone followed that. So you guys went snorkeling. What else did you do? You went to Blue Wild.
You know, Dad almost missed the sea turtles. That was the whole point of snorkeling. And we all got in the water, and we were told to swim around a bunch of rocks.
Rocks. That's Hawaiian for rocks.
Yeah.
Come along,
that's
no more
buddying for rocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we were told to swim around all these rocks and try to get in front of the Marriott, where he said, and this is a quote, it's littered with sea turtles.
Okay.
So we went, we all swam out there, and just like you said, we're looking at each other's butts and trying to figure out where we were. And
Joey's butt gets really old quick. Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Sea turtles are more fascinating than my butt when you're snorkeling. It's clearly one is preferable to the other, but with two T's. Dad was like, hey, we stick our heads up, and he pulls his little snorkel out of his mouth, and he goes, no turtles around here. Saw an eel fighting with a fish. That was interesting. I'm going to head back to the beach. I'm out of here. And right then, Laura pops up and goes, it's fucking turtles over here.
Yeah, but she didn't take her snorkel out of her mouth when she said that.
So she goes,
That's awesome.
And I knew what she was saying.
Waving my hands like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God she stopped me.
Yeah. And for a second there, I thought I was going to get eaten by a shark because it seemed like she was a little bit alarmed. And between the three of us, I'm going down. Like if they wanted to, if we're all three swimming away from a shark, that's me. I am the meal that day. Sorry. But no, she was talking about turtles. So Dad, you know, got back under there and he saw his turtles. One of them came straight at him.
Yeah.
Really, just to say,
I was afraid it was going to touch him, and I told the turtle, I said, "You cannot touch me. It's the law."
It's the law.
And it turned around.
Yep.
He's like, "Sorry, bro." He comes over. He's like, "I was going to tell you."
Yeah, that's what the turtle said.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Yeah, you flown here. I was born here. Wait, how's that go?
Listen, Howley, get out of my.
Here we go. Yeah.
Reef area.
While we were driving up the volcano, Jason, Laura was kind enough to pop open some Wikipedia and explain to us the origin of the word howley.
Oh, I want to hear that, because I don't know.
I was going to say, you're a knowledgeable guy. Maybe you could recap that for our listener. Are you familiar with, what do you know of the word howley?
I know that it's like the N-word of Hawaii. No, it's not that bad, but it's not good.
Oh, Jesus, isn't that bad? Well, it's pejorative.
It's pejorative, yeah. So, Laura, can you tell us what's the, Cold Record Laura, can you tell us what's the what?
So, I mean, I guess there's a bunch of different quote-unquote definitions for it.
They're all bad.
They're all bad, all of them. Supposedly, in current times, it's not supposed to be taken negatively. But the history of it is that the word kind of means breathless, because the way that a lot of the... I think originated as the Maori greeting, a Polynesian greeting, where people kind of go face to face and they exhale their breath so that they can breathe each other's breath.
Right.
So the word means breathless. So like these white people that came to the island didn't, number one, know, you know,
they didn't know the customs.
And they were without like a soul, without... a proper way of greeting each other.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, they're breathless because they're not doing the breathe each other's breath thing. It's also that you have no breath, you have no soul.
Yeah.
I think it also, there's a couple of other meanings, like also thief.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's a bunch of pejorative terms, but now I think it's mostly kind of used for fun, maybe.
Well,
we haven't heard it once, but
they're not going.
Howley is a thing.
They're not going to call you that to your face because you are the reason.
I didn't hear it screamed from from a mountaintop.
There's probably places you could go. There's places in Maui you could go. When you were driving, if you keep going around past Lahai, up past Lahai, what it's called, I can't even remember what it's called now. Anyway, we were driving there once and we came across this beach. And it wasn't a sand beach. It was all these polished rocks. It was really nice. And there was a sign there. And it was like, you can sit on the beach and you can watch us surf. But if the water touches you, you got to leave. And I think that was them being nice. Yeah. And so we did. We watched some people surfing for a little bit. And we made sure not to. And I think they're exaggerating because our feet got in the water. It was fine. I think they just meant, you're not surfing here. And I'm pretty sure they would have called me Howley if I brought up my, you know, my boogie board and said, "Hey, brah, I got my jams on. Let's do this."
You are not only aloof and ignorant of local ways as a Howley, but you also literally have no spirit or life within.
That's what that means.
Anyway, clearly we're Howleys. I just wanted to touch on that.
I had the same experience down south in the mainland, you know, and actually, they said it a different way. They said, "You ain't around here, are you, boy? You ain't from around here, are you, boy?" I think that's what they said.
On the mainland down south?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said what they said was, "You ain't around here, are you, boy?" Like, I'm right.
What do you ain't from around here, you, boy?
That's what they used to. Yeah, they don't quite say the same thing here. But
hey, do you hear the magical sounds of Maui? I think it's someone just kicking a metal trash can up and down an alley.
I guess no. What was I going to say?
There it is. So we're hoping for like some birds. There's even like some roosters around here that come by and do their little rooster crow, which
did
is nice.
Did you guys experience that when you were staying here? Like all of the roosters and chickens running around and they all crow at like 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Crack of dawn.
I always get Maui and Kauai confused, which just shows you how ignorant I am. I mean, they're clearly very, very different. But I know one, there was a hurricane and all the chickens escaped and they just turned wild and now they're everywhere. And I can't remember. I guess it's Maui where that happened. So, yeah.
Actually, I was reading up about it. You're right. I think it's Kauai, but well, I figured Kauai, the same too. Type of thing happened here.
Probably. Bad storm. Some of them blew all the way over to Maui.
That's one hell of a storm.
Yeah.
That's Dad's revisionist history. He's going to explain why the chickens are fucking on this island,
you know,
too.
I'm not a student of it, but that's what I got.
No, that totally makes sense. Absolutely. That's probably what happened. Yeah, we did. We would hear in the morning. Well, wait. Let me tell a lie. No, because we were on the west side, so we never saw it heard in the morning. What am I telling? No,
well,
but we do hear the
making neighborhood.
Noise.
We hear it not just in the morning. It's mostly in the morning, but we hear it all day, and we see the chickens around as we walk around.
Yeah,
baby chickens, hens, roosters, just doing their thing. I enjoy that.
They're cute.
Yeah,
the whole kit and caboodle,
and they taste like chicken.
Even better.
All right,
that's all you can ask.
We haven't had to pay for food yet.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah.
Hey Jason,
we're
you go
on
to
budget.
Did you go to a luau when you were here?
We did, yeah. We went to luau, but yeah, we did.
Go ahead.
What is that? Yeah, come on.
Okay. What were your impressions of the luau?
Bet, judging if you guys said you went to Lahaina for your luau, I bet you we went the exact same one.
Was it at the what was the hotel?
We went to one that was at a resort.
Wyndham.
It might have been.
No,
Weston,
yeah.
It might have been. All I remember it was in Lahaina.
Were the coconuts polished or unpolished?
This is
something I noticed.
Yeah, the coconuts were quite hairy, I guess, because they were authentic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We were the upscale. They were polished.
Polished coconuts.
Okay.
That's the thing. Dad was like, look, before we leave here, we got to go to a luau. And I was like, well, you know, there's different options there. You know, depending on what luau, you're going to get different things, I think. And he was like, look, I just, you know, coconut tits.
Yeah, and fire. We wanted fire.
Well, that was me. I insisted on fire. I wanted fire. He wanted coconut tits. And we tried to find, yeah, we got them both. So I thought it was
only one with fire. It's the one we went to.
Oh, the only one with fire. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds...
Did you
like the
fire,
food,
Jason?
We had fire. Yeah, I tried to take a picture of it, but it was not a good photo. But yeah, we had fire. The food was.
I love the dancing.
You do?
It was awesome.
It'd be just so simple about it, but I was captivated by the dancing.
Oh, that's
cool.
There
was a little drool coming out of the side of your mouth. I'm not gonna lie.
And I'm gonna look. Yeah. I'm gonna admit it. Like I was fascinated by the dude part. Like they were. Slapping themselves around and sticking their tongues out of their mouths and
screaming,
and it looked like they were. And apparently, this is true. They were reenacting, you know,
war
stories of the
war, you know, the actions of war, and also I think, well, just hunting
the
and
islands.
I swear, a lot of the dancing. It looked like they were just like picking stuff up and putting it down and like presenting it and stuff. And I was like, this is,
yeah,
I liked it. I was like, wow, I could watch this for hours.
Really. And they had all the tattoos and everything, and they're all scarred up.
Yeah, they had the tattoos.
It actually was pouring down rain.
Yeah.
So, like, real hard rain. And they were out there in the rain with fire, dancing, screaming, cracking open coconuts, shaking their booties off.
One of the dudes climbed a palm tree to the top.
In the rain.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, come on. If this is just some, like, second-rate luau, like, I can't handle much more than this. This is a lot of stimulation, so...
The pork was wonderful.
And then the pork. Yeah, that was my big question. Really good. We first luau we ever went to, Thumbie and I, was actually in Honolulu. On Honolulu. On Oahu. Not in Honolulu. It's on the other side of the island. The North Shore. And we were we went to this the cultural center, Polynesian Cultural Center. And it's this huge... Yeah, if you ever go to... People poo-poo Oahu. I think that's actually the name of a food. Poo-poo Oahu. Anyway... People, you know, they
like shit.
People get down on Honolulu and Oahu because it's like the main touristy, been there, done that you know, war and shit. But we actually had a good time, and we were at the cultural center, and it was cool because this huge plantation had a bunch of these little islands, like water going all over the place. You had to go from one island to the next on a little bridge, and each island was a different Polynesian microculture. So it's like, hey, let's go over here, and your tour guide is like, hey, let's go over here and learn about these people, and they would tell you, yeah, we're the people that these people killed, and then we go to another island and it's like, oh yeah, we're the people those people killed, and just it was the whole thing was really cool. And at the end
of that,
yeah, it was really great. And at the end of that, we went to the luau, and it was this huge ass stadium, and there was so many people that they had to like come to your table and tell you, okay, you can go to the buffet now. And by the time we got there, that pig was half gone. And yeah, we were pulling it off the pig himself. He was there. Like Joe said in that text he sent me, apple in the mouth, look of just whatever on his eyes, and half his body gone.
That's all the juicy meats, though. The one close to the bone? That's the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was
pretty
good.
Well, that's one thing. We didn't get to look the dead pig in the eye.
Because they brought the food to you, yeah.
So if there's anything disappointing, it was that.
Yeah. We wanted to look him dead.
I wanted a dead cooked pig pulled out of the ground for me to eat.
Yeah.
That's what I really wanted.
Yeah. No, that's I almost said our last name. That's a family tradition. Just killing stuff, putting it in the ground, cooking it.
Cooking it in the ground.
Sometimes we don't bother with the cooking, but we stick stuff in the ground and eat it. Speaking of eating, have you had Spam while you're there? Eat the Spam?
I didn't eat any Spam items.
I was actually
thinking about that. We got a few more days. We got to check the Spam thing off the list.
I like a good Spam sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you staying at a resort, or are you just doing your own thing and then you go buy your own groceries?
We're in a B&B.
Yeah, Airbnb.
Pretty nice.
So you go buy your own groceries. Well, then if you've been to a grocery store, you had to have gone down the Spam aisle.
Well, sure, but you gotta have someone like fry it up for you if you're gonna be here.
Well,
make it right with a bunch of greasy rice or something, right?
Traditional Hawaiian style. We don't know how to do that.
Oh, traditional Hawaiian style is take it out of the can and eat it, Jack. That's traditional.
Sounds traditional.
Yeah. What was that breakfast thing you had? It was like a beef patty on top of rice with like some gravy. It's been on every menu that we've gone to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now I can't remember what it's called, but
I'll look it up.
Hawaiian dish, and it was yummy.
Beef on rice with gravy.
Opie opie or pui pui or something.
No, she's just making up words. And we'll do more of that later.
Something.
Oh, shoot. My internet's going crazy. So what else have you done while you're there?
A lot of the islands, though. If you went to the main island, you've been to Kauai, you've been to Maui.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Edwards had a connection to
We went to because it's a podcast and I get to talk too. That's supposed to be a dumb joke because I've been doing most of the talking. Anyway. Sometimes you gotta.
I guess we're tired. can you just take the rest of the show?
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Go
How and, can it, you guys be tired? Like, it's like escape, daylight still there, isn't it?
Say again, Jason.
It's like daylight there still. How can you be tired?
I don't know. We've been very active.
Oh, loco moco. That's what it's called.
Nothing today, and it's taking us all day to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Loco moco. That's what you've been eating.
Loco moco.
There it is.
That's right. It.
So it was good.
Yeah. So when we went to Honolulu, that was our first time ever going to Hawaii, and my wife and I were not married at the time. We went specifically to piss off our parents. Mission accomplished. And then her brother and sister wanted to go do a trip to Kauai, and they're like, look, it'll cost us more to bring a nanny with us than we'll just to let you guys come with us, and you can watch your kid for an hour while we go for a hike once. And we're like, yes. And that was the best vacation ever because they got a house, just a little tiny house, and I got my Spam in one hand, I got my beer in another, and I got a book in the third hand. Don't ask me how. I figured it out, and that's all I did all day long, every day. Spam,
that's
beer,
great.
Book. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
And that's wonderful.
How long? A week? 2 weeks?
We were there for a week, and then Thunby and I wanted to go. Thunby? Anyway. This person I know.
Who the fuck are the Edwardses, and what is Dunby? And
yeah, sorry.
This is all crazy.
Allison and
Allison?
I. Allison, yeah. Anyway, we wanted to go to another island, so we went to Maui, and we stayed not in Lahaina, which is why I keep bringing it up, but another part that's north of there, Kauapapi or something. And the thing is that when we had a big old family trip with a bunch of folks a few years later, I'll be damned if we didn't stay, and I'm not making this up, a quarter of a mile away from where we stayed the last time, which is bullshit, because it's like I mean, great, I got to go back to the Goofy Foot Surfing School and take another surf lesson. That was awesome. But otherwise, it's like, but I want to see the rest of the goddamn island. Anyway.
You know, so, yeah. I think I'd stay here again, though. I mean, I would stay for, like, a longer period of time, you know, so that you could get that relaxing beach time in and all of the sightseeing stuff in. Because I feel like the town that we're staying in has everything that we need right next to the place that we're in.
Yeah, this little town is cool.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yo, no, Qihai is, we never made it there because the route from the airport to where we stayed, Kanapoli, that's where we stayed, doesn't go down south to Qihai. And I think, if I recall, I'm going to get this wrong. The island of Maui, the west side is more rocky and, it's more rocky. And then if you want to get the sandy, really sandy parts, you have to go to the north and east sides, if I recall. That is in the spring. And
east side is like Hana. Right?
Yeah, and that I think that's in the spring and summer, and that's the opposite the rest of the year. But anyway, if you guys are having a good time at Qihai, then listener, you should go there.
Definitely. I guess according to the guidebook that we've been reading, it's this area, Qihai was really popular in like the 70s and 80s, so not a whole lot of tourists really stay on this side anymore. But I mean, I've been seeing a lot of tourists here, but the beaches are gorgeous.
It's not overrun.
No.
When we go to the beaches, it's nice and just...
That's perfect.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of people. It's
not
perfect,
man. You
always
find a spot, you know?
Yeah. No, that's... I'm jealous. And I agree with you, Laura, if... Like, I'll go back to any place that I've been. I mean, I'll go back to Honolulu. I don't care. It's Hawaii, for crying out loud. I'm not saying I'm not going, but I do want to try out some other places. We want to go to the Big Island next. We want to have a Big Island adventure. We want to see some volcanoes, and we want to, you know, live ones. And
what, like the big...
See some, like, surfing competitions and shit like that.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
On the lava.
Yeah.
We want to do that.
What are, like, the big attractions on the Big Island?
Well, it's supposed to be the like, adventure sport. Explore Island, right? It's supposed to be one. It's where Hilo is, and you go there, and you go in the forest, and you get chased by some animal you never heard of, and you go, and you go surfing, and the undertow takes you like to another world, and
you mean Narnia under there,
100-foot waves,
you mean heaven,
or hell, like you rent
takes you to the afterlife,
yeah,
that's what undertows do.
That's my understanding anyway, but I think though if I was ever going to go Hawaii by myself, it's going to be Kauai, up, down, left, and right. But I think if I'm going with family, Maui's just got the right balance of stuff and not stuff.
That's what we're aiming for. Yeah. Mostly it's been stuff so far, but I think we're transitioning into the not stuff, and it feels nice. We certainly needed to check some things off the list. We've been very active, and it's been a lot of fun. Today was the first like full day of just nothing.
Awesome.
We're playing dice games.
It's great.
You don't need to be in Maui to fucking play Farkle.
Well, I don't know. I think you could pretty much be guaranteed if you ask somebody, where would you rather play Farkle, where you're at, or Hawaii? They're going to go, oh, Hawaii. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Why would I play Farkle here in, Hutchinson, Kansas, when I could be playing in Hawaii? So you
hey,
guys have been...
Jason,
yeah,
how many times have you been to Hawaii?
4.
Okay. Now... We're fascinated by the language here. It's been difficult. We're trying to pronounce things correctly and everything. How are you with the language? I know that you speak a few languages. How are you with Hawaiian? What do you think about it?
Well, I don't.
And do you have? Are you practicing? Can you speak the language? For God's sake.
No, I tried. I tried with the Duolingo to learn some Hawaiian before we went last time, and I was able to say that. I was able to say, like, my mother is very big. Do you want a sandwich? My name is Steve. That's about it. I think that's what I said. At least that's what the translator said I was saying. But I forgot it all since then. I mean, it's fun, though. It is fun, like, to drive down the highway. You see some sign with, like, 55 vowels and, like, start a drinking game.
And try and pronounce it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the rules seem rather simple, but it's... But then just trying to pronounce stuff is kind of difficult. There were some things I wanted to tell you.
In Hawaiian?
In Hawaiian, Jason.
Go for it. I want to hear it.
Actually, my dad has a couple things to say, too.
All right.
Well, I think.
Very little.
Let me see here. I would like to say to you, Honi Ko'u'ule.
Well,
he's typing. I knew he would.
No, I can't. I can't go that fast.
oh wait, I read the wrong one. That one's "Kiss My Cock."
Oh, okay.
Let me see here. Oh, this is the one. This is the one. This. I wanted to tell you that. Li'ili'i Ko'u'laho.
Yeah. Yeah. So is your old man.
That one is "Your Dick Is Small."
Oh, okay. Well, Kokomi.
Yeah, anyway.
Luana Anna Jason.
Okay, you just told me sexual intercourse.
Yes, I did.
You said sexual intercourse to me. Okay, yeah, well, you know
yes,
what?
Yes, I did.
You're an Okale Puka.
Or fuck you, Jason.
I got gotcha.
You. Actually, you know I've what? Got hey, Paka Waha, okay?
Yo,
Waha. I was going to say, Ma'i'ah, Jason.
What'd you say?
My ah, Jason. I think that's funny.
What'd you say?
I do want to say we have locals close enough who can probably hear what we're saying.
Yeah, that's, we're outside.
Hey, so, yeah. Joey, when you say my ah, that makes gives me a my cola when you say my ah. So I get real maneo.
I know what that means.
Yeah. And now you may be nele. Right. And when it comes to all this, because you're nothing but an omumo ule.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're palanayo. Yep, Pikanini.
You just harsh, called me man. A cocksucker. That's yeah. gnarly.
You're basically a wa'alaho.
I like well, your pronunciation, Jason.
Oh, I've been practicing. And I don't know if I'm on the same website you guys are on, but it's bringing back memories, you know. Honey,
we go on this website a lot. It's called youswear.com.
That's exactly where I am. That's exactly what I'm on. Kana Papiki.
What was that, Dad?
Asshole.
Okay, very good. See? So we're trying to learn the language.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I tell you what, you would think it would be an easy language to learn because I'm looking at this. This is so great. The Hawaiian word for masturbate is ooh-ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly the sound I make.
Yeah, it's ooh-ooh.
You know, Dad and I were sitting here earlier and we said, hey, Laura, you've got your phone. Tell us what the word for sex is in Hawaiian. And she looked it up. And actually, why don't you do that right now and see what you find?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Baseline.
Okay, I'll
do Hawaiian word for sex.
Hawaiian.
Just type in Hawaiian word for sex. Word it was shocking.
See what Google gives you.
Sex. All right, here we go. It says anal.
Yeah, that's what we got
to. That's right. Yeah, that's telling. That's telling is, for the Hawaiian culture.
I was tickled pink.
I bet.
Again, we're in earshot of locals here, yeah. So this is a little scary.
No, that is kind of poppy. I'm going to say from now on, every time somebody says something that I find remarkable, I'm going to say kind of poppy.
Which one
Let's
is that?
About
one?
That.
Kind of poppy.
Shit smeared in?
I found it. What? That is you, son of a bitch.
No, okay. not you, but just, you know, some people will say, like, someone will go, yeah, and then his head fell off. Really? Son of a bitch. I couldn't believe that happened. You know what I mean?
Nice.
This one is crazy long. I just want to, just one more from this website.
Yeah.
It's, if you want to say ho or prostitute.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can even do this. This is just prostitute.
Yeah.
Wahini ho'oka makama.
Yeah. Wahini ho'oka makama.
Very good.
Yeah, I like anyway. It's got the kama in there. And if you say it one more time, you can say chameleon and it comes and goes.
Nice.
So to put a little cap on this language thing, I've learned a few phrases, and I want you to test me, Jason.
Okay.
Give me like a phrase that might be useful just walking around functioning in society. If you had to speak Hawaiian, and then I'll see if I can't give you the phrase in Hawaiian.
Okay. All right. Let me think. Something that would be useful that you could say. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you say this in Hawaiian? Excuse me, sir. Is that your hot dog?
Okay, how you say that? That's easy. That's I'm a make you look at my weenie.
I'm a make you look at my weenie.
Yeah,
that's a good
anyway,
one.
Anyway, here, give me another one. Let's see
okay,
what I can do.
All right. Hey, get your hands off my ambassador.
Now I kaka ani ya mama.
I can't help but notice, Joe, that you've got a little bit of a a little bit accent. Of a Japanese accent in your
It either goes Japanese or I sound like a Native American chief.
Indian chief.
I usually say something and I pass the pipe.
Yeah, we're not very good at this. Give me another one. Let me see.
Okay, all right. Let me give you one more. You ready? Okay. I'm sorry. My foot shouldn't be there, but it's so warm.
That is in Hawaiian. That is my wee wee in a punani making me happy, haha. I think that's right.
That's exactly.
Give me one more.
I'm
getting all better at this. Again, I might have a bad accent, but
okay.
Don't Native American on this one.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Mm-hmm. Wrecked him. It fucking killed him.
Wow, your mama look like a cow.
Wow. All right. So you guys have heard of cultural appropriation. And then there's cultural, just straight up theft.
Bastardization.
Torture. Binding, killing, and burying somewhere deep. Yeah, so I think we've taken care of that.
We're going to end up buried in the sand with an apple in our mouth.
That's right. Yeah.
So. Yeah. We'll be at another luau.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Bunch of guys jumping around saying, anal. Look, honey, they're saying sex. So what else have you guys done? You've done the drived up the thing and saw the deal. You went swimming and saw the other things and the stuff there.
That was a great recap, dude. That really sums up our vacation so far.
Got everything in there. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. But what have you done? Is there something that you're like, oh, I'm so glad we did that? Or no, even better, because this is a podcast. Is there something you went like, fuck no, why do we do that?
Well, Joey wants to rent some scooters. I think that would be cool. Drive around the mountain or drive around the island.
Yeah. We wanted to get some scooters and ride around.
Yeah.
This was kind of a weird thing. We're driving down. I don't know if this is the right answer to your question. But it just occurred to me. This was a weird experience we just had. I'm trying to drive down this mountain. I'm exhausted. I've been driving all day. And we found a restaurant out of nowhere. And we walked in, and there was this guy. He was like on a Casio, just a keyboard. And there was like a crappy beat playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed that he was like amazing, like virtuoso. I'm still speaking a different language here, but he was all over that keyboard. Like he seemed almost bored, like just yawning, leaning back while completely wailing on every single song that he played. And we're sitting there. All I wanted was a cup of coffee, and I was really pooped. And all of a sudden, I started talking to everybody. I'm like, "Do you see this guy on the fucking keyboard over here? That's amazing. I can't believe what he's doing. I mean, his fingers are just twinkling across the keyboard. He's kicking ass." And I looked over my shoulder, and the music was still playing, and the dude with the ponytail was gone. So apparently it was just some dude that they let sit at the Casio and pretend that he was whooping ass.
I think his name was Steve.
I was like, "What, is that just some dude that they let play around?" And then like, "Okay, hey, buddy, okay, now it's time to go home. Oh, here's $20 of Monopoly money. Just show it to your mom, and we'll see you next Sunday." Oh, that was fun, right, buddy? Okay, see you later, Steve.
Freaking awesome.
Good job, Steve.
I like that. What was the name of the restaurant? I'm gonna go there.
Oh my god! See, you're good with stuff like that. We didn't even take note.
We don't take.
We're just trying to read the Hawaiian street signs.
Well, okay,
that's fun. Dad's getting better and better at the different Hawaiian words, and he's like, we went through like three different ones, and he's getting pretty good. And he was like, "Oh, here comes another one. Let me see if I can get this one right." And he goes,
"Dickerson."
Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, you pronounced that correctly."
Yeah.
That's right.
Where the hell did that
Dickerson
come from?
Dickerson Road?
What the hell in the world?
Out of nowhere.
Come on.
Hawaiian is a strange, deep language. It really is. The reason I was asking about the name of the restaurant is because when we biked down that road, we stopped at some random place. There was no keyboard. It was in the middle of the day. I'm just wondering, same place. That would be pretty cool. Was there like I was going to say, was there an amazing meal at the window? Of course it was. It's freaking Hawaii.
Like yeah. They had like a big brick oven in the back.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I mean, how many places could there be? We probably were at the same one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So you guys got, you're going to do the scooter thing. What about, you know, like paragliding, or you're going to get in a shark cage, or surfing? Any surfing?
It just occurred to me, well, none of us can surf, I don't think. Are you any good at surfing, honey?
Not very good.
I stood up once. Dad, are you a surfer?
I surfed on the beach unexpectedly just yesterday or the day before. Remember, I was just sitting there minding my own business. Wave came in. I was surfing.
You're going to be finding sand for days.
No kidding. I'm still. Yeah. There's cracks in my body I didn't know I had.
I heard him yelling, and it looked more like a cartwheel inside of a wave. But
yeah. It was kind of... form of surfing.
Yeah, if you want to call it surfing, I guess. But
it is anyway. Humbling.
Yeah, so probably not surfing. We have boogie boards here, and that's, I can do that okay, so maybe we'll do that. It just occurred to me that I don't think we have anything left on our list, and we're good to just be fucking worthless for the next 3 days.
That's man, great.
Wrong with that?
Which was on our list, by the way.
Yeah,
that's on our list.
We can cross that off.
Yeah. You've been to any like restaurants that are like, oh my god, anything?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, actually all of
Fat
them.
Fat Daddy's? Big Daddy's?
First thing, since we're in Hawaii, the first thing we did was go to like a southern barbecue.
Yeah.
Now, Allison and I did the same thing.
Like, let's get cultural here. Ooh, look, it's Fat Daddy's Smokehouse. Let's do it.
And then we topped it off with some Mexican food.
Yeah.
That's true. The next restaurant we went to, what are you guys in the mood for? We're here in Maui. That's great. Oh, Fred's Mexican Grill.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, so it's Fred.
Burrito. Definitely want a burrito.
Yeah, that's what I wanted, a burrito.
And you know what, though? It was great. Fat Daddy's Smokehouse, great.
Nice.
I was a little upset that it wasn't wrapped in paper, but they served it on a plate, but that was okay.
No yellow paper around that burrito, but...
He likes yellow paper with his Mexican food.
I understand, yeah.
That's how a burrito should come, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are in Kihei, whatever. Apparently the Maui Brewing Company is right there.
We went there.
Nice.
It was good.
Yeah?
Yep. Except for the two stank beers that were in my flight.
I'm drinking a Bikini Blonde right now, Jason.
It's from Maui Brewing Company. Dad is drinking a Bikini Blonde. I'm drinking a Diet Coca.
A Diet Coca. Maui makes a coconut porter you should try. It's really good.
I had one.
Yeah, right, there you go.
That was in my company. Did you have that one or was that one in the flight?
No,
you had that.
It was excellent.
Yeah, and there's another brewery there, but it's up, like I said, in Lahaina, and I forget what it's called. The Hawaiian Brewing Company. No, it's something. It's famous. I'll find it. I'm Googling. Hmm.
We only went to one brew house, so we probably didn't go to the one you're talking about.
Well, yeah, it's on part of the island. You probably didn't bother.
No, we went to the Maui Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting around. I'm still on my health kick here, so I'm just watching these people drink alcohol.
What?
In front
of me. I was going to ask that. I was hoping you kind of put a pause on this. I mean, you know, I respect you, but you put a pause on this bullshit. And no, okay.
I've been trying to be, as his father, I've been trying to be supportive, and I go, hey man, just one won't hurt.
Yeah. I'm his wife.
But, that's just me. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's real supportive, too. She's like, well, I think tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. Can you make me another one?
Yeah, no. That's another way that my wife is supportive. She's like, could you go make me a double, please?
Extra line, baby.
Yeah, we're here for you, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to make you look on my weenie. I just said that to my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I looked it up. I was wrong. We were at the restaurant. There's another. We weren't at where you were. We were at a different Maui Brewing Company location. So it was the same one. But there is another Hawaiian beer company. Aloha. Aloha. That's what it's called. It's on the Big Island. Aloha. Hmm. You'd think that I would remember that word. It is.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah, pretty basic. Don't know what it means, but anyway.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, hey, actually, there was a word. We're trying to teach Dad to say a specific word. Can you guys pull that one up? I want to hear you try it again, Dad, today. There's a word that Dad was trying to say. Do you guys remember what the English word was?
No.
What we were trying to get to say? Ho-oi, poi, no.
No,
I'm going to ruin this whole thing. But, you know, another thing that Dad couldn't say is just thank you. He's really having a hard time. It's like, what's how do you say it? He's like Sam Malone. Sam Malone. Yeah. No, that's Mahalo, Dad. He's like, okay, well, oh, okay. Sam Malone, huh? Sam
Malone. And then right after that, somebody do something nice for me. I go, hey, Maloney.
Yeah, so he's struggling with it.
Yeah, I'm not good at this.
I always got it wrong because I would go in a bar and say, I'm hollow. And then they would exactly give me a bunch of.
Well, you're a howley. You have no soul.
Really, yeah.
You have no soul. You know, no I'm a hollow, everybody. I'm a hollow.
I am a howley. You know, I just thought of a Harry Howley joke, and I can't. We don't have time, but anyway, is it Hoi Polloi your dad's trying to say?
No. Well done, yeah, Harry Howley.
Fun is it Hoi Polloi your dad's trying to say?
Hoi Polloi.
Is that the word? I'm trying to look it up. Joe, give me more of the word, and I'll try to look it up. It's not Hoi Polloi.
It kind of sounds like that, but we were laughing really hard because no matter how hard Dad tried to say the word, it just wouldn't work. And now I'm kind of bummed that we don't have it kind of ready to go.
I would love to give that a try.
Well, no, say some of the syllables because there's not a lot of letters in Hawaiian.
It's what's it stand for? It's Hoi Poi Palaopa or something.
Oh, you know what?
It started with an H, and you kept saying ahoy.
He couldn't. It starts with ho-oi.
Uh-huh.
It starts with that.
And he was saying ahoy.
And of course, the English translation is something terrible and obscene. But I can't.
Yeah, we have it right here.
Because I found
everything
to.
Obscene. Right.
I found.
Yeah. Well, right here we have kiss my ass, kiss my cock, swallow my cum, masturbate, boner, eat shit and die, son of a bitch.
Not here.
That's not it. I'm going to go down to the bottom here. as if I haven't already. I've gone as low as I can. I don't think we're going to be able to find it. It's too bad. Really between the three of us. Because I wanted Dad to sit here and struggle with it on air for a little while. Would have been great. Are you finding anything?
I'm looking.
I found the word ho oponopono, but that's not a bad word. And that's not hard to say.
That's close.
You are
that's
close.
Something I can't say, so yeah.
Was it fuck you in Hawaiian?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Anyway.
Because whatever it was, then I wanted to say Jason afterwards.
Yeah. But he couldn't make it through the word. He wanted to end it off with Jason. I think maybe it's make love. That's what it is. It's make love, because we couldn't find the word fuck, so we were going to say
so it's not on this
make list. Love you, Jason.
Yeah. Well, you meant lawana ana?
No, it's different. We're never going to find it. Struggling to find this is going to bore our listeners.
I'm never going to be able to say it anyway.
Yeah. It's not Komalala. Well,
that was going to be the joke,
All right, well, next time. Next time
next
you guys
time.
Are in Hawaii.
Next time we're in Maui.
Yeah.
What minute are we at?
We are at minute 52.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. I can't talk and Google at the same time, apparently.
Well, hey, man, I'm afraid maybe we've run out of material. I was thinking when we started here we would run out of, like, Maui and Hawaii stuff way early, and then we could go on to the rest of our travels around the world.
Yeah. I've been other places.
Yeah. Okay. How about this?
I found it. This is what it is. I found it. This is what he was trying to say. Are you ready?
The world has other countries, I'm told. I mean, I've been there many times.
Been there.
I found the word.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It is a long word, you're right. Huhihi ka manao I mana wa apuno ia wa ikumo ole a ui ike ai. Kilenehe kira upu ia uka i ui pulu. And that means the thoughts are enraptured with Manawana Yapuna, that bottomless water I saw experience pattering gently, falling gently in that lofty upland, to wet the new leaf buds of the Lehua as you gave me a hand job.
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah. Dad was struggling with that for a while.
I really couldn't capture the hand job at the end of it. That's where I was struggling. Yeah. Yeah.
It was it Uakili Opu Maui. Ikaponei. That means what pleasure was lovemaking for the two of us last night?
Well, you know, I would just like to say, I want to come in a hola nawi. Oh, wait, I mispronounce that. It's, you want to come on a hoe?
That's even better.
Well, oh, it all starts with "Come on, I want to lay you."
Yeah,
that's or, you know, we want to peek a peepee.
Yeah.
You want to peek a peepee.
That's pretty good. That is.
I love Hawaii.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to learn it.
It's just so. I mean, I'm tickled by how a different thing will catch a different person off guard. Off guard. I never would have thought LP would be, you know, want to pee pee. No, that's just really. I could just see her tomorrow. She's laying on the beach and she starts giggling. You're like, what's funny? I want to peek a pee pee.
Yeah. I want to peek a pee pee. That's so great. That's really
good. And you go, oh.
How
sweet.
Yeah.
Well, and I couldn't get enough. It's just that easy, I guess, for me. But there is a road. I think it's, and you can look this up, Jason, but there's a road and we kept coming back to it. Driving around here, especially on the other side of the island where the airport is, but there's a road called Pu'unani.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we got to take a left on Pu'unani.
We go Beavis and Butthead real quick.
Yeah, totally. Just driving down Pu'unani Road. Pu'unani Boulevard. Here we come.
Yeah, here it is. It's Pu'unani I'au. Pu'unani I'au.
What does that mean?
Pu'unia'i'au. I don't know what it means.
What's
Are you okay?
The suspense
we call
is killing
911?
Me.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd hear you have a stroke in Hawaiian. But there it is.
Stroke in Bob Hawaiian.
I could try looking it up. I have to remember how... Pu'unia'i'au. No, wait. I don't remember how it's spelled. I can't look it up.
Hopefully you know peepee-onomy.
I think you're just making stuff up.
No, but that's real. I'm some reading right from a phrase book here.
That's our cross street, right?
And we're reading it from the Hawaiian dictionary.
Yeah.
Fucking howlies.
Grow up, Steve.
Steve.
Pu'unia'i.
Fucking ponytail, Steve.
Steve. Steve, how'd you guys going? It's Pu'unia'i'au. Nope. Can't find it.
Just tell us what that means. The suspense is killing me.
That's what I'm trying to find, but I don't know. I'm not nearly drunk enough to be playing this game.
Ukilaminawi.
Pu'unia'i'au. Oh, I forgot the a'au. I forgot
the. Miss out on the a'au.
Yeah. Pu'unia'i'au. There we go. Yeah. It means. Oh, hand job.
Of course.
Yeah. There you
Wonderful,
go.
Wonderful,
man.
Yeah.
I got to tell the story of Laura. You know, she'll start saying a name, you know, reading a sign or something, and then you can tell she's kind of dumb, but then she adds on an ooh and an I that isn't really there.
Yeah.
And she can't help herself.
I can't help it. I'm she adding on extra
things.
I don't know.
And it's not there.
Yeah, it's like three letters.
I'm sure it would sound really offensive to any local here. Yeah. But yeah, I think she just adds a couple more vowels at the end to make it sound a little more Hawaiian. Because she fucked up the real word.
Nobody knows.
You should end every word with ting tang walla walla bing bang. I think that's
there we
really,
go.
That's what they really
want to hear. I say everything in Hawaiian to like. Earlier, when we first all got in the car and we're driving around here, I just sounded like a Native American chief. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Give me an example.
Like, for instance, here, let me say one of these. How about this? Li'ili'i kina ule.
That means you two dogs fucking.
Actually, the real translation for that, again, is your dick is small.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then if I were to say, here's shit smeared kid...
Why would you?
There is a
ass.
Phrase here for shit smeared kid.
And or ass. Does that mean kid and ass mean the same thing?
I don't know.
No, they're talking about goats.
But see.
Yes.
But see, if I try to say that in Hawaiian, I sound like the Indian chief again. I'm sorry, the Native American chief.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
you don't want to offend anyone.
But, you know, shit smeared kid is a muli pala. Kuka'ae pala muli.
Yeah, you're just like talking to me with a hat on my head and guns on.
That's cowboying up here.
Yeah.
Well, I can't find what Pu'u'ani'uni'a'u means, but apparently there is a tradition in Hawaii called blowing the poo. I'm not making this up.
What?
Yeah, oh, no. Blowing the poo.
Please explain.
I don't know. It's just on some broad's blog.
It's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
It is. It's explanatory.
It means you blow into a conch shell, so it goes...
Oh, okay. We saw that at the luau.
The luau had that, too.
That was a hell of a thing. They did it well.
So the poo means shell, and the uniani a'u probably means, like, but not too loud, dude. My parents are asleep. Maybe. I don't know. That's going to be my guess. Anyway. So, you guys are going to be...
Wow, we really did spend, like, 40 minutes just making fun of...
The language, yes.
This language. Yeah. You know what? I'd like to say this is more us making fun of ourselves because we just don't have a handle on the language. So it's not disrespectful to the culture.
Oh, no, it's completely disrespectful.
It's humor at our expense for not being able to speak the language or even get the basics down.
No, it is deeply disrespectful, but we don't really goddamn care. We just, I mean... Seriously, if there's a Hawaiian dude out there who's like, okay, what you said was offensive, come to my house. We'll have a beer and just hang out. You think that's offensive? I got way more, buddy. I got way more.
What do you expect from a Taco Bell manager, really? You know?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Now I just offended every Taco Bell manager ever out there. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to episode 14 if you want to be offended. This one was nothing. And you may be saying, oh, what was on episode 14? I don't know. But it was probably offensive.
He just picked a random number.
Yeah.
It could be any of them.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad you guys are having a good time out there. And I wish I was there. And we'll probably take a vacation together. Us sometime. Yeah. Someplace that isn't in the Midwest and snowy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to come back on and talk to my other trip. The only other trip I took to Germany, because that was fun, too.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, hey, well, Oktoberfest is coming up in 11 months, so we can...
11 months.
11 months.
You
know, remind me, would you?
Yeah, I'll just set a reminder right now, so... All right.
Well, it turns out this was the Hawaii episode, but maybe we should do a travel episode. I'm sure we'll...
That'd be good.
I'm sure you and I, Jason, have some good travel stories, and so would any of our guests. I mean, they're very worldly people.
Yes, yeah. Our guests are so worldly.
Culturally sensitive, but...
I've walked down the block a couple times.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys go do some more relaxing. I know it's still early there, so you got plenty of time to talk Joe into having a goddamn drink. And
now we're gonna cook some steaks here.
Nice. Yep. All right. You people's. I'm gonna let you go. I'll hang on here, Joe. If you want to hang on and just yell something in a couple of minutes, that's totally cool. But otherwise, peace.
Good evening.
See ya.
My hollows.
Urban Elio. Jason Mark.
Good night. And Sam Malone.
Sam Malone.
Ma wee wee in a punani make me happy, ha ha.
Back my brain.
Just get the apples ready on the counter.
I'm gonna leave this place the hard way.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ule mala ui? What does that mean, Joey?
Saggy tits.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's limp dick. We're going to get this language down.
Yeah.
Poo-oo-wa-oo.
Ho-o-o-pa-e. Ho-o-nui.
That's arrogant, isn't it?
Yes.